PNG authorities have been threatening to enter the now closed Manus Island Detention Centre for weeks if the almost 400 men still there didn't move to new accommodation. Well, today they have done so, though the men continue to insist that they fear for their safety if they leave. The centre officially closed at the end of October, in line with a PNG Supreme Court finding that it was unconstitutional. Sarah White reports on today's unfolding events.
As PNG police began moving through the Manus Island Detention Centre today, the men inside began to chant. A video was quickly uploaded to the Manus Alert social media account, and the ABC began receiving voice memos from one of the refugees inside the centre, Shaminda, describing what he was seeing.
He's throwing all of the food and water. And they went inside our room and destroyed everything, and we cannot go inside. They are chasing us with a wooden bar, wooden stick and iron bars, and it's getting intense now.
13 minutes after that message came another voice memo from Shaminda.
The police commander said this is a friendly mission. So what's happening now is that friendly mission. We've been beaten up, we've been bullied, and our belongings all destroyed now. Even food and water.
Sudanese refugee Abdul Aziz Adam has also filmed a speech delivered by an unidentified PNG official.
This place where you are right living now is no longer legal centre for the refugees and non-refugees to reside. The government has declared that the new site at Ward 1, inside, is the legal detention centre.
But despite the warnings, the refugees and asylum seekers who remain at the centre still aren't leaving.
You will help us! You will help us! They want to kill us!
And they're pleading for the United Nations to help. The Manus Island Detention Centre has been officially closed for more than 3 weeks. Some of the detainees have moved into new facilities nearby, but almost 400 men have remained, with little access to food, water or medical care, saying they wouldn't be safe in the Manus community. Immigration Minister Peter Dutton spoke to Sydney radio station 2GB shortly after the PNG authorities moved in.
Obviously, we're very keen for people to move out of the Manus Regional Processing Centre. I think it's outrageous that people are still there and they have trashed the facility. They're living in squalor.
He says no matter what happens on Manus Island today, the men will not be coming to Australia.
They think by staying that somehow they're going to exert pressure on us, and some of them believe that if there's violence with the police, that the footage will be broadcast back here and that will twist our arm and will change the policy position. Under no circumstance will these people be coming to Australia.
Mr. Dutton has repeated his assurance that alternate accommodation is available to the men. But a representative from the UN's refugee body, who's on Manus Island, says much of the accommodation is still under construction. The UN also insists there are not enough beds for every refugee or asylum seeker. A spokeswoman for the Australian Federal Police has told the ABC there's one liaison officer in Manus Province, but that officer has not been involved in today's actions.
Sarah White reporting.